To the editor. There is a horrible avian flu striking the wild bird population across North America. The avian flu H5N1 has caused devastation within the poultry industry and may have killed over a billion wild birds too. Statistics show that between 197-976 million, wild birds have died striking windows, doors, and buildings across the continent. 72 million have been poisoned through the use of pesticides. 75 million struck by vehicles. 175 million by high-tension wires. Female feral cats kill over 1.7 billion wild birds annually. Domestic felines kill a further 764 million, Science News. Feral cats, pests, threaten our communities, pets, children, elderly. How? Feral cats can and do carry many diseases, and infections by simply scratching a family member showing human emotional responses to a cat, believing the feral cat is perhaps a stray domestic cat when it is much more. Feral cats are social, living in any area of the wilderness, bush, sheds, abandoned buildings and just out back of your school or someone's home. Young and old see a furry cat, not an infestation to happen. Ticks, fleas, and infection-ridden are just some threats you should see. If you love wildlife, the song of a beautiful wild bird, the feral cat is your enemy. Wildlife has enough problems living beside humanity, but with all the above challenges, only technology can help save bird lives. Making high-rises, windows, and tension wires much more visible to the bird, allowing it to miss a potential obstruction, and stopping the use of all pesticides. What about the feral cat? Spaying the critters is very difficult and costly. The feral cat population is multiplying with no technological method available to stop it. What to do? 1. Communities need culling programs to be established with the disposal of these bodies once studied. 2. Domestic cats should be licensed, and if found loose within the community, the owners fined and the cat destroyed. You don't care for it, bye 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 kitty. 3. Government studies of the feral population will provide needed information on rodent populations and disease spread. 4. Possible tranquilizer teams let loose upon feral communities to gather and dispose of the critters, possibly saving the very young cats that have not entered the dangerous period of wilderness conformity. The thing is that there are too many cats in North America. What can we possibly do with them? Adoption is out since over a billion domestic cats are waiting for adoption or death already. The community needs to be aware of the costs involved in the protection and caring for unwanted domestic cats. Perhaps feral cats and those on the loose can be harvested by licensed hunters as a form of community service. Think about it, folks. What do feral cats provide us? Nothing at all. Do I sound heartless? Maybe, but I want wild birds to bring their song to the next generation within my community and family, too. Stephen Koshyp, Bradford, Ontario.